Roland, we're just introducing ourselves to our newest member, Lorene. Yes.
Comedians, this is one of them. And this is actually the best one. Actually, I'm in several parks and several, but this is one. And I enjoy being over here. And welcome. Thank you for volunteering.
Oh, absolutely.
Miss Jill, just a reminder, as I said last month, I do have to leave here at 6:29 tonight because I have another meeting in the building at 6:30. Yeah, thank you.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Everybody get a chance to read the minutes. Any changes, corrections, anything?
Not that I saw. Go ahead.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes as written.
And I second that.
All approve, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Okay, minutes been approved. Appearance of interested citizens. I see we have a couple people here this evening. And one of them is Tammy. And Tammy, would you like to go first?
I need you to sit over there.
Tammy.
Tammy. So you get, that goes on to the recording.
I'm Tammy Wild, and I volunteer at the Kaiser Museum, just next door. So we came, our committee meeting wasn't happening tonight. It got canceled, so we were able to come over here and critique in your meeting, which our functions are very much in tandem with one another. So we're kind of like your sister committee work project over there, and we share resources and stuff on Kaiser history. And I have been a resident since 76, and I was neighbors with the Herrera family on Main Avenue. So we go way back there. So all four, my husband and I and our two children, all graduated from McNary. So we always say we're all graduated from McNary, so Kaiser family. Thank you.
Wait.
Tammy,
may I?
He has questions.
May I be recognized? Thank you, Chair. Talk about your book that you have. Like, that's a great story. I mean, that's
One of the projects with the Kaiser Museum was to write the Arcadia book for Kaiser on Kaiser history, and so we did it pretty much from the founding. Well, even before, we touched on a little bit of the Kalapuya history and the Wallace House history, and then basically to the 1960s. I only went that far, so someone else can take on the project to record the history from 1960.
If you have a chance, take a look at it.
If anyone wants to do an Arcadia book, I can help you out.
It is very good reading. I actually, while reading it, found out that my family is in the book. Had no clue, and that my spouse's family also is in the book. So you just don't know until you read what you might find out.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you'll have to tell me about that, Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh, crazy, huh?
Yeah, and that's one thing. Arcadia's style is mainly photos, so you just... Yeah. Do the chapter synopsis and then the captions for each photo. So it's a great resource, and they are on sale at the museum.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a Weathers. That's why.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Nice seeing you, Tammy.
Yeah, good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. And our next interested guest, would you like to say something?
My name is Robert Becker. I've been a volunteer collection manager since October 2016 at the Kaiser Museum. I'm here at the same reason Tammy is, because we are looking to hopefully continue to share resources and work together, because we do share a lot of the same common interests. I actually do have an application out, so I'm working on my presentation right now for the 14th, is what I understand that date.
Awesome.
My main vote...
Right here?
In the center seat. Well, maybe we'll go off to the side and move over there. My main focus over the last 3 years has been on digitization. I've taken a lot of their photos, their videos, actually a lot of your 2010 oral histories. I've got those all in MP4 files, and I've uploaded some to our website, our Past Perfect Online, which is a museum software website. And I'm hoping to put those in an interactive kiosk, which I'm trying to work through right now, so those will kind of be brought back out so people will be able to touch screen and pull up videos and pictures. That's my project right now. So really, digitation, things like that, transferring even VHS tapes to files, making sure everything is accessible to the public in whatever format we can make to it, not just kind of hidden in a file or a disc or something, but really trying to get it out there. That's really my main focus. That's kind of what I've really concentrated on. The other thing we're doing right now at the museum is we are starting to, and maybe this is also where we can share, trying to redo our exhibit space. I know it's kind of been the same for a while now, and we're really looking at ways to kind of make that more community-oriented, that where everybody comes in, no matter who you are, you can find something that might appeal to you in Kaiser history, because there's a lot out there, so we need to kind of bring that out to the forefront, so that's also my main focus. That's my new project.
So thank you.
That's
thank you.
Go ahead, Ron.
I'm sorry. I tried to escape, too. Sorry about that.
It's just a habit I have. I'm so sorry. But it's anyway, okay. I'm very intrigued by, I'm actually working on a VHS that when I was working for the city. In 1996, we had this great flood. Were you here?
No, I came just probably.
I have this. I'm working on this to condense it. Is that possible to put that into a flash drive? It's a VHS. I've got it now on a CD.
Absolutely. What I do, and this is in not only in my own personal family videotapes that we find in boxes and what have you, but a lot of it museum too, because in the office there was a whole stack of VHS. Well, I have basically a setup in my bedroom, and, not to my wife's great joy. But I just plug it in, I put on a DVD, and then I take that DVD and rip it to an MP4 file. And then that MP4 file I can put in a drive and send to whoever wants. Actually, Douglas Knoll, I don't know if any of you know him, but he's on our committee. He found a VHS tape from his grandfather, or actually his father. And a lot of the grandkids hadn't seen this in like 20 years. And I was able to basically put that in a file, send them the link to that, and they were able to see their grandfather again, who actually they had not heard from. He passed away years ago.
Wow.
So that kind of came alive to them, and they were very excited. So that's what I do.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, it's not hard to do. It's real time, so it takes a little bit, but it's really very easy at this point.
Well, how do I get a hold of you? Thanks, Cliff.
No, if we can talk, and I'm certainly happy to help you out. So it's
like
not a problem. It's what I do. So. What's that? Yep. Oh, the Kaiser History YouTube page. Yeah, we do. The way we get those on with our site is we have to upload it on YouTube, and then we basically attach a link so that they can link, because it won't really do the video itself, but it can do a link to the video. So that's how that works. So.
Is it under Kaiser?
No, we can put the video. We can put any video on the Kaiser History YouTube page.
It's called Kaiser History.
Yeah, that's her. That's her baby. So we can do any video on there. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you for answering that.
Thank you. Projects, oral history. We were thinking of assigning that one when we got a full slate of members on board. Debbie says we are still one member short, so I think we will postpone that and wait till we have our full members on board before we talk about the oral history.
He wants to do it.
Don't trick her into something.
Anything. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm willing to do anything.
I would suggest that you view some of the videos first, because it is very time consuming, and we've had a lot of people that have jumped in and been kind of drawn back because it's a lot.
Okay. Right. I'll send you the link. It's not hard to find. It's if you go to the city's webpage, at the bottom there's a K23 logo. Uh-huh. You click on that. It shows the council meetings and everything. But if you look, you can in the search engine you can put oral history, and it will show you all of them. You can watch a bunch of them.
Okay, I'll take a look.
It is really cool.
I'll take a look and then have something when we come back.
Yeah. And I would prefer to wait till we have a full slate of members on board before we discuss it. You look at it, and then our next member, have them look at it, and we can discuss how to proceed from there.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
It may just be something we want to have two people do.
I'm sorry?
So it may just be something we want to have two people do.
Yeah, we may, yeah.
Jill? All right, Tammy has a question.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, good. Oh, nice. Great, thank you. Cavalry Remount, Sherry, have you heard anything?
After numerous emails of her not being able to meet and me not being able to meet, we both felt that after the holidays would be a way better option. So we're scheduling it in January.
Informational signage at Kaiser School. Well, my partner is here tonight, and Tammy and I are the ones who went over the pictures and everything, and we both decided in an email we both need a refresh of what we decided and what we looked at, because it's been a few months since we met. Yes, please.
Okay. This looks
nice. Yeah, we just remember which ones we decided for.
One is for the school, the old
that one. Remember which one was which? I think this was, oh no, Kaiser School was located. Okay, this is for the
Schoolhouse
Square.
This
This one is for the building across.
Yeah, the Heritage Center.
The Heritage Center. Okay. So, I think we just need to go through them and decide to vote. Is that where we were at? Do you remember where we were at on going through and deciding if this is what we want? Do we want other pictures?
Well, I knew we had discussed something about the school, but over there, there's been nobody talked to anybody yet.
Right. But we had
decide if they're even on board with anything.
But we had did come up with pictures for if we decide to do the Schoolhouse Square.
Exactly.
That those were possibilities.
Something to present to them to let them know an idea of what we were trying to accomplish.
So we're looking mainly at the school right now, the Heritage Center. Now, and to make a decision on that one.
This was the
And we can just look at them tonight. We don't need to make a decision unless we're ready to. Or we can wait until we have a full slate of.
And the Heritage Center is on board for what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The question, I think, was whether anybody over at the mall would want this. And I think, if I remember right, we were thinking about waiting until we had a tenant for Roth's, which we now have.
Coastal, does they take up the whole building?
They're the whole Roth's.
Okay. Yeah, then it would seem like that would be the next step to take that example over there and see. It would seem like that. Well, and we were talking about putting on the side of the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we wanted to, since the school, the Heritage Center is already on board with it, we can proceed with that one now, because we didn't know when the Schoolhouse Square would be ready or wanted, available to talk to.
It's handwritten on the top left and located. Is that supposed to be in verbiage or is what?
Like it's going to be added or amended?
Yeah. It's handwritten in up here. It says, and located.
Tammy, can you answer
Do we know,
one?
Was that some, if that was something that was added to?
Did you want to see these, Roland?
Go ahead. Oh, sure. Yeah. No, go on up there and get the picture. See what she's talking about.
Yeah, it just looks like they're wanting to amend the type and put and located.
Was that per you guys? No sense to me. That's why I was asking. Because if that's located, that means this one would be the one for down there, not for over here, because it wasn't located over here.
Well, it's located there now.
Now, but not in 1916.
I know.
So I suggest we come back to this next month after the holidays. I was the one that originally was talking to the school. They're the management company. I think that with the holidays upon us, it's not a good time to go down and talk to them or to try and schedule a meeting. Retail sucks right now. Why don't we hold off? Tammy, if you could maybe kind of go back and see maybe why that's supposed to be there. And then we can come back to this next month.
Okay. All right.
If you're okay with that, Madam Chair.
That's fine. Well, maybe Tammy and I can meet.
We don't have a graphic designer.
I don't think we have one, do we?
Oh, right.
My son can do that. Pretty good.
Gotcha.
I think you all did a great job. I'm the one that put those other signs together.
So. Yeah. Yeah. She's phenomenal to have, definitely.
Maybe Tammy and I can meet again and go over, kind of see where we are, what, if this is what, you and I can meet. Right.
Sure.
Maybe before the next meeting, first part of January or something, you and I can meet with Debbie or something.
The next meeting is not this early in the month.
No, it's like the
23rd. Thursday in January.
Right.
So it's the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll be in Hawaii.
Wow.
Thanks for telling us.
Okay. Moving on. We'll move on.
Really quickly, since I haven't been here, what is it that we're trying to achieve exactly with this? Like, it so it's just one big sign? Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Going back there so it gets recorded.
Yeah, one thing working at the museum, we get a lot of people that come in that are new to Kaiser, that know nothing about that the school was located over there. And also, some people aren't even realizing that that building was an old school. So twofold, we want to establish the history of the school building. And then also, where it was located, and you see the top picture. I mean, it was very dominant, right on the edge of the road there.
My daughter went to school there.
Yeah, anybody that lived here at that time knows that was where the Kaiser School was. And a lot of people are unaware the shopping center is called Schoolhouse Square. And so they are not even familiar with the name. And then also, you know, the developers did a great job with kind of the bell tower formation in the buildings to give it that old schoolhouse flavor. So, and one thing I know I was talking about, kind of even at the bus stop or right on the corner where it's more visible to have a kiosk or some kind of signage right there, not necessarily so back on that other building. I know there's different
That'll
options.
That'll be up to the management.
Different.
When I talked to the management company prior to this, they were adamant about it
being farther back.
Yeah.
And I know, too, not for safety reasons.
I believe that was probably why, and that they wanted to wait until there was a tenant.
Already crowded there already.
Yeah, one of our popular things, you know, a lot of people are really interested in the move, and that is on our Kaiser History YouTube channel, is the video of the move of the building coming down Shemawa, which was...
I have my version.
And so that's...
And part of our charge, Maria, is we are Kaiser points of interest, meaning we find points of interest in Kaiser and memorialize it. Mm-hmm. This is our way of memorializing the school, the move, and everything else in Kaiser. And as you know, we have different signs around Kaiser, the Wallace Park, the Marie Dorion signage, the, my mind is going blank here.
The floods and...
The flood history out of Kaiser Rapids. Mm-hmm. All of those are Kaiser points of interest. If you haven't seen them yet, Lorena, you know.
I see it all the time.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, and so those are the things that we do. So we work in conjunction with Kaiser Museum for the schoolhouse, the Heritage Center, and the Schoolhouse Square. So we can memorialize the points of interest in Kaiser for not only our generation, but future generations to come that live in Kaiser.
Yeah, it would be helpful when people come into the museum to say, oh, did you see the sign down there? That's where the building used to be, and you can see pictures of it there, or people as they walk by can, you know, it's vice versa. It can help point people down to us, to the museum, and then also for other people back there.
Getting some clarification. That sounds really, really interesting, and I really like that, because that That just blows my mind that we moved a whole building.
You're an exact reason why we want to do this project, because so many people don't know that history of Kaiser, that don't have that visualization of that big school building right on the corner.
And when the school was established, that was all of the school.
Yeah.
But it grew to be that big long thing that only people that lived here then remember.
Yeah.
It went about a block down both streets, River and Shemawa.
Yeah, we're very appreciative of you taking on that project, because, otherwise it's something we'd want to do, too. So that's what we love about your committee.
Would it be appropriate for us to have a link to your Kaiser YouTube? Okay.
Our Facebook page.
We'll put it on our Points of Interest page. Okay.
Yeah, the MOOC.
I know, that would be fun. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On that video, it's actually, the whole video is actually 45 minutes, but so if you want that, but I cut it down to only 8. Okay. Much more manageable.
Good job.
Highlights. And there is a really great shot of there where it's actually coming across and just kind of scraping one of the buildings on the gutter. So
I remember that.
Yeah, it's, anyway.
It was cool.
Any other questions?
Nope, that was it. Thank you.
The origination of street names, Maria.
I unfortunately have not made any further progress from last time, but I am still working on it. I'm sorry. Next time.
You know, sometimes those contacts can take a while to connect, as Sherry knows, I know, and we all know, so yeah, very understandable. Okay, so we'll look hopefully for some contact next month.
Yes, hopefully.
Facebook page. We've been getting likes. People have been out there looking. So, you know, people are still interested in knowing what we're doing. And I was just informed I've been putting the minutes out earlier than I was supposed to. So now they've been approved, I can put them out there. So thank you, Debbie, for that update. Instagram, Maria.
Yeah, I was waiting on getting like the contact information of everyone, so I knew exactly who needed to be connected with it on the Instagram page.
Do you have to have two?
No, well, I just wanted to make sure that I made it like accessible for all of us here, because I know that was like a big point that we talked about last time, is just making sure that like the committee was represented in whole. But I'm also really excited to be learning more about these projects, because now we can, because I was thinking about like going around collecting pictures, mm-hmm. and then also if anybody has pictures that they'd like to post, you can also send it to me, because my idea is to compile as much as we want and then kind of try and plan out those posts, so then that way like we maintain like a pretty decent presence, and then that way if they're planned too, in case like say for some reason I can't post it or something, we could always have like a backup and we all know what needs to go up.
That's how the Facebook page is. If I'm not available, I think Bob was doing it for a while I was going through my recent,
So do I need to send you the roster that has everybody's contact information?
Yes, please.
Okay. And are you going to want, like, everybody's Instagram if they have it?
Do you want me to promote your Instagram handle?
Not really. I don't do anything with it except look at other people's Instagrams, like my family.
Yeah, no, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Oh, those guys.
I kept sharing pictures and asking me if I saw it, and I'm like, no.
The next item is Willamette University, and Shannon is not here tonight. She didn't send anything for you.
Yes, she did. No, she didn't send anything for the committee. She just said she didn't. Because it's a different committee day than usual, you know, we usually meet on the fourth Thursday, so she didn't realize that we were going to be meeting.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't have anything.
Okay. Longitude, I have not, another one, I have not been able to contact the person I was supposed to be working with. Did you get the information from, was it Ashley? Or?
No, Ashley didn't give me anything when she left.
Okay. I guess we'll just
start over. Yep.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Madam Chair, I have to sneak out now. My apologies.
Pardon?
I have to leave now.
You have anything else you need to?
You're not sneaking out if you're telling us.
We have a quorum.
No, only, but I was asked, Bob can do it.
Oh, okay.
This one down here?
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you next month. Next year.
Yeah, next year.
Exactly. Yeah.
That too.
That's too weird.
So I will, somebody will have to resend me information about where the longitude 123 is so I can start over and kind of figure
it's
out.
It's real close to where the 45th parallel marker is.
Well, the 45th parallel
the two of them intersect pretty darn close.
It's the parkway, it's on ODOT property at the parkway on ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's 145th, or there used to be 145th marker out there as well.
Oh, that's what, okay, because
and so it was real close to where those two were.
Yes.
Okay,
but I've noticed recently that one's not there anymore.
It's not? Oh, okay.
So the on ramp coming into Kai or the on ramp going out?
The one going out.
One going out.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the on ramp in the ground? I mean, I don't know.
Where these two intersect is actually in the middle of the road.
But it's still ODOT property. You know how, okay, when you go down Shimawa and you cross the railroad tracks and you're going to go on I-5, well, you get on that on-ramp and you can either go to the parkway, you can get off early and go to the parkway or you can keep going straight.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just need to know who.
You need to find out who to talk to and ODOT. I will send you, Pat Fisher I don't know if she still works for ODOT, but she is on our traffic safety committee. She may be able to give you some contacts.
Okay.
So I'll make a note to give you her contacts, okay?
Right. Thank you. Bob, Flagg Creek Watershed?
They are still at a standstill on that. They're still looking. They have still on the point of they need to get somebody like an intern or something to work on that, and they just don't have anybody to work on it yet, so it's not going anywhere at the moment yet. And on the maps of the little libraries, I have to refine my information. I lost it at home somewhere.
Oh, no.
But I spotted one yesterday.
You need you a new one? Okay.
Yeah. If I can find my information, I'll see whether I had it or not. There's one at the Southeast Kaiser neighborhood community center at the Mennonite Church, right there, just at the end of their driveway. I was posting the second sign for tonight's meeting, and there it was. Yeah, in Candelaria.
Candlewood.
Yeah.
Candlewood.
Okay. Candlewood. Yeah, not Candelaria. Candlewood.
I'd like to go see it. I should go try to find it and see if I can see. I love this.
Very easy to find.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where is it? Candlewood and?
It's Candlewood, just off of Cherry, the Mennonite Church right there. The very first driveway, if you pull in and stop, it's right there.
Okay.
There's a picnic table there.
Yeah, there's a picnic table by it, so you can sit at the picnic table and read.
Yeah, I've actually done that.
Cherry Avenue.
I've seen that.
Internet church.
Yeah, and like I said, I've lost my information, so I don't remember if that was on my list or not. And I haven't been able to follow up with Kaiser United. I forgot to last meeting about who said that they're the scout who was looking to put in a few of them in Kaiser. So
yeah.
I think that was Sherry, but I'm not sure.
Oh, good.
Not this Sherry, but.
Okay, other business.
Well, I have something. Somebody asked me about a month or so ago about this marker that's out there by the gazebo. It says there's a time capsule in it, and it's dated 2002. Well, I looked in all of our files for that park, and I couldn't find anything. I asked people in the building that have worked here since then. They didn't know anything. So I finally contacted Kaiser Times. And Lyndon knew. He said it was for the July 20, 2002, the 20th birthday of Kaiser.
Oh, yeah.
Inside, there is a program of the 20th birthday celebration, an evac patch, an information packet describing the Willamette River Initiative, a newspaper article regarding the Alice B. Toe Clips Award, which is a national recognition of the Helmet Distribution Project, two tickets to a Volcanoes baseball game,
Information on the Southeast Kaiser Neighborhood Association, Mike Gaynor's Kaiser Little League cap from 1982, Amy Kerr's official publicity photo as America's Junior Miss, and a letter thanking Kaiser for its support, a 1982 City of Kaiser baseball cap made for each of the original counselors, Kaiser Police Department patch and a set of trading cards, 2002 Chamber of Commerce directory and Iowa's Festival pins, newspaper article about the Kaiser softball team that made it into the Little League World Series, a 2002 city budget, Kaiser Community Cookbook, an original brochure advertising for the incorporation vote of Kaiser, a 1982 proclamation officially naming Kaiser a city, an aerial map of Kaiser, and an issue of the July 19, 2002 Kaiser Times. Isn't that cool? So I thought maybe we, I know we don't want to put a sign there because I think it would make it way too cluttered with, and I actually checked with Bill Lawyer and he said no. But I think we should add this to our brochure so that people are aware of it. I'll take a picture of it. I tried to find one. I took one because I sent it out to people to see if they knew, but now I can't find it. So I do that too. So anyway, but I thought if we could, and I'm not sure how much room we have in the, in our brochure, but I'll figure out a way to get it in there. I think it'd be fun to have people know what is there.
Just end up with a little booklet instead of a brochure.
Yes, we may have to change the format. Yeah.
Now, what is the goal of the time capsule? It's there. Is it ever going to be opened again? When was it going to be opened again?
This is all we know. Oh. I think that it's meant to just be, you know, when the aliens take over the world.
After the nuclear apocalypse happens.
Right, volcano stadium is supposed to be opened at the next total lunar eclipse visible from here.
Oh, okay.
Which was like 150 years after they planted it.
Yeah.
They were planning on doing it before that.
Uh-huh.
But it was like 50 years after they did it and then replanting it.
Uh-huh.
But I think they have a list there at the stadium of what all's in there. And there's a lot of eclipse-related stuff in there.
Is there? Well, that's the kind of information that needs to be put in more than one place. They should get, in fact, I should get you, do you have that information? I didn't even think to ask you, but I'll send you this. It was an email I got.
I'm wondering if we have an article.
Well,
I don't know offhand.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll send you the email I got with this. And if you have anything, maybe you could send it to me, too, and we can have it two different places. So it's, that makes it safer. And same with the volcano thing, Bob. Maybe you could get that information from Jerry. Is that his name?
Yeah. Jerry, Mickey, Jerry, Eric, any of those might. I don't know if Mitch is aware of what's in there, but.
We all know that the sign was posted at the church giving the land claim. The sign that was posted is there. Yay.
I've had a few people tell me that they saw it and thought it was neat.
Good. They did a great job on it. I mean, I when I got the sign made, my concept was that it was just going to set on top of a 4x4. Just saw it off and set it on. Well, the Public Works, at a slant, but Public Works looked at it and went, nah, it doesn't look good. So they went home, one of the guys from Public Works went home and made this mounting, this wooden mounting thing that it would sit on with beveled edges and a different color of wood. So it looks really nice.
Yeah.
Now,
the other thing we do, because the donation land claim is from Thomas Dev Kaiser, Kaiser is named after, and his son got the first donation land claim here in Kaiser. But the marker where the lands meet is in the middle of River Road.
Yeah.
Right across from the church. So what we did is we made the little marker at the church telling them where it is.
Yeah, that it's actually out there.
Right. And so that's one of our memorializing of the original land claim. Here in Kaiser, of the original owner, or of Thomas Bev Kaiser. Yeah. Council liaison, Roland.
Yes, ma'am. I do have a few things. Everybody knows what the big excitement in town is, In-N-Out. And we have been, I think we've all been on TV. My granddaughter said she saw me twice already, and everybody's been on TV. The council meeting was, I think there was more media in here than there was people. Don't you think, Debbie?
It's pretty close.
You weren't here.
I was here. It was pretty close.
It was pretty close.
I've been told the back of my head looked good on TV.
Yeah, the back of my head. I actually didn't see it, but everybody else did apparently. But just so you know, actually, I posted on my Facebook page. If you go to Roland Herrera City Council, like it. But I put a list there of I mean, I'm not going to spout it out, but rest assured, here's how I look at it. Every community has an event that's exciting. There's going to be a little chaos, and I hate to say it that way, but, you know, and that's one of those, this is going to be one of those events. I really believe in my heart of hearts that In-N-Out, I'm really assured of this from all the material we've gotten. They've done this before. They looked at the traffic. If you ask me, it's kind of wacky in there anyway to get around. I was part of the guy that built it, and I still get lost in there.
Yep.
And so they've worked with their partners. They've done everything right. They've worked with community development. They work with our police department, fire department, kind of crossed all the T's, dot all the I's. And they've been very professional about it, although I kind of wish we didn't have to do so much. We're doing a lot of their work, sort of. But they've done everything right. I think it's gonna be a little few kinks. Just so you know, this is going to be involving Target and Volcano's parking lot. So they anticipate a long line. And so they say it's going to last up to 2 weeks. We don't know. But I look at it as if it's kind of exciting. It's like everything else, you know, how you look at it. Some people, I know they're down on it and they're kind of negative about it. Well,
I'm just wondering about, because they're in the Outback parking lot.
Yep.
How is Outback is going to be really...
Yeah, and if you look at it, it's wacky. I mean, but you know what? I'm just glad we have a business that everybody's excited about, okay? And I'm not a big In-N-Out guy. I'm from South, so I'm a Whataburger guy, you know?
Oh,
I don't even know what that is, but...
Oh, yeah.
I miss Whataburger so much.
Had one.
Oh, yeah.
Way better.
Whataburger?
But I'm excited to have... In-N-Out here, and we council approved the resolution. We totally believe in our planning department and our community service community development people. They went through all the stuff with, you know, there's going to be some signs temporarily and not, you know, in right of ways, and this is all temporary. We do this all the time for parades. We kind of suspend the rules, if you will, for lack of a better way, to let them do something for any kind of event. We do it for parades and festivals and whatnot. This happens to be something that's kind of exciting, so. It's going to happen real soon. I'll tell you that right now. It's going to be opening, and they don't tell you until pretty much 48 hours before they open. I mean, I've had guys I used to coach 30 years ago, they call me now. Roland, I want to be the first one in line to get it in and out. Or, you know, a lot of stuff like that. So there's kind of excitement about it. And I tell them the truth. I purposely do not know. I do not know. So that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Anyway, that was the highlight. The other thing that affects me, and Maria, you'll like to hear this, I think, means that we're working together on some of the issues regarding Latinos running for office. Our council approved a resolution supporting my effort, and thank God for Sean O'Day. I've been working on it for years, for League of Oregon Cities, which talks about the whole state. The demographics are changing. When I first started going, there was no people of color. You know, there was me and Greg Evans, the black guy. Reggie. And the more people that are coming in, the more we're trying to get an organization, we call it People of Color Caucus, so that we can be a liaison and a helpful to the board. You know, I have this, it always happens when we go in these state conferences, I have there was Baker City, little towns in Eastern Oregon, they go, Roland, how do I approach my Latino? They're awesome people, they have a restaurant, they do. And so we want to help them in that capacity of how to reach out and at the same time engage the communities of color to be part of the process and be part of the leadership too, and that's what we're doing. So we're making history here, Maria. It'll be in February the 21st at the board here, and me and Sean O'Day, who's my sidekick that helped me put this together, I'm really proud of it because our council is really innovative. This council here, I'm not kidding you, I see a lot of councils. This council here is very innovative, and we actually make things happen, and we prove it by, you know, parks, police and all our accomplishments we did. I really am proud of them. But this was extra special for me because I've been working on it for years. And it's going to go down on February 21st at 9 a.m. So I'll be there, and then we'll hear the exciting news, hopefully. So, and the last thing I want to say, and this is what I've been saying to everybody, and I said at the council meeting, I worked in utilities for many years, and this is a season where I saw a lot of stuff that really bothered me. Everybody knows an elderly person that is struggling. It doesn't have to be a relative. It could be a guy that lives in a corner. And this holiday season, you know, like I tell people, instead of giving your uncle that weird, that other, that whatever gift. Think about paying their utilities, you know. All you need is their address. Mm-hmm. You know, you can really surprise somebody. We do it every year, my family. I'm not, it's not a big deal. But we always find somebody, and you can, it's not hard to do it. And you can go in, and that's a great gift, because a lot of our older citizens, they're too proud to ask for money for utilities, because they really go up this time of year. So in the holiday spirit, I've been spreading the good word. That's all I got. Thank you. Oh, by the way, and be nice to retail workers and servers. Always, not just this holiday
season. Not just this season, right?
We were all a server at one time. We all sold hamburgers or sold shoes.
I did so retail for many years.
That's my 2 cents. Thank you. That's all for me, Chair. Whatever.
Yes, Bob.
I wanted to back up to other business, or good of, maybe good of the order. Under the completed projects, we have the geocaches. Weren't those pulled and no longer exist?
Right. They're completed. They're all done. Maybe.
But they're gone too, right?
It's something we did.
Yeah. Maybe we want to just note on here that, you know, they're done, but they're gone. Because seeing them on the list makes you think they're still there.
We will not do geocaches anymore?
Well, the ones that the city did got pulled.
We did it when it was the going thing.
When it was popular?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question to our volunteers out, I mean, our folks out there?
Yeah.
May I ask a question to our folks out there?
Please.
I was curious. I've been working on this. I saw the video of 96, the flood. Do you have anything on that, on the flood of 96? Okay, because I got a video that's amazing.
Yeah.
I just looked at it yesterday. I actually watched it a little bit and then finally watched the whole thing yesterday. And I think it's amazing, not only because I shot it, but it shows, it's very telling. And I'm excited to do our work session for Monday, because we kind of changed it so folks can see what we went through. And we kind of were doing it. The city of Kaiser was working. I mean, we were learning as we go along. I mean, one of those deals where we just kind of figured it out. Were you here there, Debbie?
No, I wasn't, but I made a note, because I have file boxes that have some videos too. So I should share those with you. Digitize them and save them.
That's the video I'm talking about.
Okay.
Bring them on. I like that guy. It was in December.
It was December.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 96, December.
December of 96. And most of those big floods were in December.
Yeah. And it shows a lot of, first of all, it shows a lot of folks that aren't alive. I mean, Wally Mull, Ted and Agnes.
Yeah.
All those guys. I mean, a lot of folks that aren't alive anymore. But the best thing is it shows the community coming together, the sandbagging, and then the chaos too, all the evacuation. I mean, wall-to-wall trailers. I mean, it was really crazy, but I want you guys to see it. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Anything else or before we adjourn? Our next meeting is January 23rd.
Regular time.
Anything else? Welcome, Lorraine.
Welcome.
Hopefully we'll have a new member on board, and hopefully Robert, and
basically if
you are adjourned.
It is January 16th, the Thursday. Yes.
Robert, basically if you show up and you're a breathing body, you're in. If there's nobody else going against you for the position.
There is actually somebody going.
Oh, so you only have a 50-50 chance.
Because she applied back in June, and then in August, she applied back in August. I invited her to the committee, and she didn't show up. I didn't hear a word from her. And just a couple weeks ago, she said, oh, I just found the letter inviting me to the August volunteer meeting. I'm still interested. So I tried to call her back. She didn't answer. I'm not real sure that she's going to be a good committee member anyway. So.